trying to be like Jesus Christ. Be full of charity towards all men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Basketball Problem by Brigham A. Wright, age 8, Allen 4th Ward, McKinney, Texas State. I was on a basketball team when I was in third grade. After playing the first and second quarters, we'd practice shooting the basketball during halftime. One boy never brought a ball, but always tried to get mine away from me and play keep away. It happened every halftime, and it wasn't much fun. My mom and I decided that we needed to do something about it. But what? We could talk to his parents. We could confront him about it. But neither seemed the right thing to do. After thinking about it, we decided to bring another ball for him to play with. At the beginning of halftime of the next game, before he could start his tricks, I handed him my basketball and said, "Why don't you use this?" He stopped for a minute, then started shooting baskets. I went to the bench and got the other ball from my mom and started shooting baskets too. He saw me and said, "Oh, you brought another ball." But he didn't try to take it from me. I kept bringing two balls and sharing one with him. After about three games, he started bringing his own ball. Was what I did hard to do? No. I learned that sharing is better than bringing one thing and not sharing, and that sometimes we have to go even farther if the other person isn't willing to share with us. I still bring two basketballs to my games. After all, you never know who needs a little extra friendship. Comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Remembering Jesus by Brooke Chapman, age 11, Sitka Ward, Juneau, Alaska State. One Wednesday afternoon, I really made a difference in my life as well as in another person's life. A girl in my class had been very annoying and had refused to answer our teacher when he asked her questions. He very patiently asked her to go to the principal's office, but again she refused. So he decided to do something different. All the girls at our group of desks were stunned when he had her sit by us. Then he told us that since she was being disagreeable, we could move our desks away from her. One by one, the other girls moved their desks. We all know how it feels to be left alone without anyone. I could have increased my popularity by going off too, which I thought about doing. Or I could stay with her and be more Christ-like and not have a guilty conscience. I remembered all the times that Jesus stood up for those who had no one, and I decided to be like him. The poor girl started crying, so I put my arm around her and comforted her. I knew that I had chosen the right, and I knew that Father in Heaven smiles when he sees us love each other. That was the day when I knew that indeed it is very possible to love one another. The temple is a holy place where we are sealed together. Children's Songbook, page 95. Together Forever by Jedediah Jensen, age 5, Rapid City First Ward, Rapid City, South Dakota State. My big brother and I were sealed to our parents in the Provo, Utah Temple. We drove for a long time to get there. When we went into the temple, Grandma Lee, who serves at the temple, and another nice lady took my brother and me to a special room. We listened to stories, had cookies and punch, and watched a movie about temples. Then we dressed in white clothes. I even wore a little white tie. The nice lady took us to the room where our parents and other family members were. When we were sealed to each other there, I felt happy. I know that our family will be together forever if we keep the commandments. A special gift is kindness, such happiness it brings. Children's Songbook, page 145. Cheering Up a Friend by Jenny Yoder, age 5, with her friend Laura Hayes, age 4, Chicago Heights, Illinois, Ward, Valparaiso, Indiana, Stake. Ellen's friend Laura broke her leg and it hurt. Ellen and her mom went to the store and bought a coloring book for Laura. Thinking that Jesus Christ would do something more to cheer up her friend, Ellen asked if they could buy some fingernail polish for Laura, too. Ellen was sure that if she painted Laura's toenails, it would cheer her up while she had to wear the clunky cast. It did. Laura said it tickled when her toenails were painted, and she thinks that Ellen is the best friend she could have. End of section. Trying to be like Jesus Christ. Sharing time.